This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is the 20th of December 2023, and this podcast goes alongside our Futures Thinking 2024, which was released on the 19th of December and is available online on the TPEX website. In this annual element that we put together, we give explanation to some of our Futures Thinking for the coming year. Many people inquire as to how it is we begin our kind of 10th person advocacy work, or how it is we begin our futures thinking. And it begins with kind of some sweeping assumptions, guesses, ponderances as to what might be next year. Now, the chances of us getting everything right are zero, and it's not really what we're attempting. You should be careful when in looking for our futures thinking not to be distracted by predictions, but rather to just consider the consequences of being right if they were correct predictions. You'll find that we offer two horizon scans, the horizon scan for 2024, that is next year, and inevitably in December, at the end of the year, we're all very interested in what's going to happen next year. We would typically indicate that that is what we would anticipate being least surprised about if we get it right, as to what might actually happen next year. So stuff like that. Now, a lot of it is, let's be honest, fairly obvious in terms of where it's going to go. We're going to have a big year for democracies in 2024. We have the American election that's going to happen there. It is difficult to imagine a framework by which the American election does not occur. So it's that like this. And as a consequence of that election occurring, we will see dramatic and significant shifts in the geopolitical environment. So it's that like this. From a security point of view, we will see significant changes. There is significant argument for either doing things before, in fear of a change at the American election, or in doing things afterwards, in hope of a change at the American election. We take a variety of opinions as to where we're going there, and we inject some remarks about current live disputes, just to kind of contextualize those ideas as well. We suspect, as a consequence of that election, that the environmental sustainability will not yet be taken seriously. And this is potentially catastrophic in terms of our long-term imagining as to the kind of future we're going to end up with. But it is difficult to see the reason why the 2024 elections will be contested with one side taking a pro-climate opinion and the other not. It's going to be contested on those environmental issues. There isn't going to be consensus that there's a problem and it needs to be fixed. That's where our read is. And you know, depending on the business you're involved in, what you're doing, there is perhaps a last year of what's been going on up to now, which will still be profitable and you could still perhaps get away with. Maybe you want to consider positioning a business brand in such a way that it perhaps will cease to exist in about 18 months' time, but there will be a final hurrah for it before that becomes a thing to that. From a net zero point of view, it should be noted that the ongoing conflicts essentially undermine any forward progression in that way whatsoever. And net zero and peace are probably intrinsically linked. And the refugee crisis, if it exists, will need resolution as well, as a consequence of that as well. In terms of education and technology, we're going to see yet more and more of artificial intelligence systems expanding. This will provoke a requirement for retraining. We're not certain that people will actually be able to retrain quick enough for that actually to be relevant. But nonetheless, that will be the initial attempt. It's also interesting to consider that economic systems are currently ill-equipped for this as well. Imagine a substantial number of people will become unemployed and are somehow meant to retrain themselves to do careers that will not see them replaced in the very near future. The framework for how this is going to work has not yet been established, and we wonder if this is actually going to be one of the first problems for the economic systems as kind of currently operating. Perhaps from a technology point of view, we also we fear that this year we're actually going to see increasing militarization in space as well. It feels that access in the space is starting to open up to the point where additional militarization is perhaps going to start to occur in that space. But we're not certain of that. That's just a feel that we have there as well. Everybody's always interested. We're UK-based, so as a consequence, there's always a lot of interest in what's going to happen in terms of the UK. In terms of the UK, productivity will continue to not do better. The technological inputs are not particularly going to be significant to that because the rentier structure inside the UK is going to continue to undermine those productivity moves. As a consequence, we anticipate actually that inflation may well continue in the UK. In a way that it's perhaps not going to do so in the other democracies. And as a consequence, we may see additional interest rate rises as well. We anticipate interest rates kind of pushing up again towards midsummer. And then we maybe anticipate them starting to drop towards the end of the year, mainly as a consequence of geopolitical activities that we anticipate happening either side of the American election and those kind of places there as well. In the UK context, we also anticipate an election occurring in autumn 2024. We reflect that this is not ideal, actually. There will we anticipate there being a moment of significant risk as the American elections occur alongside a British set of elections, and there could be an anticipated leadership void as a consequence of that. The perhaps nightmare scenario would be for the British election to occur after the presidential election, especially if there's any sort of contest regarding its result. But even if there isn't, we perhaps anticipate a vacuum there as well. If we were to be bold, then perhaps we will suggest that neither Trump nor Biden will be actual candidates in that election. We see no compelling reason for either being the right choice, and therefore hopefully anticipate maybe another. But at that, we offer opinion there. In terms of who's likely to win that election, we are we consider that to be too soon forecasting, as they say, and others provide speciality, if that is your interest, to work out of that as well. Also, in amongst the from an economy point of view as well, we do anticipate that a Labour victory in the UK context, probably autumn 2024, and we anticipate a reconsideration of the social contract as a consequence of that. And we wonder if enough of the AI disruption will have occurred by that point that the call for universal services, perhaps even a UBI, will perhaps appear. I don't think it will, but there is a chance of that. What I could anticipate, though, is a reconsideration of the electricity and water in the UK as a consequence of ongoing financial mismanagement and discrepancies that are occurring in that space as well. In particular, what do we think of here? I could imagine the standing charge in the electricity component, there being a significant push for that to be brought into normal taxation, taking it away as a regressive element, moving it to a more progressive place. As we do that, it then becomes interesting in terms of, do we target electrical abundance or do we not? If we target electrical abundance, it seems an awkward place for the market really to function there now. As a consequence, we don't anticipate electrical abundance being the formal target, and therefore elevated power prices into 2025. However, it could be that Labour choose to run and win on a far more progressive or expansive kind of project, in which case we could maybe see that renationalisation. We don't see a Conservative victory as likely, but an interesting feature of that would be a lack of forward thinking in its current offerings, and perhaps it could. It seems outrageous to imagine a manifesto for the Conservative Party with progressive policies such as a renationalization of the water or perhaps moving the electrical standing charge to progressive taxation. But that's perhaps the kind of innovation in policy which would allow them to contend at the next election, and perhaps a boldness regarding a simplification of universal credit to become UBI may also feature there as well. So in our futures thinking 2024, you'll find the horizon scanning for 2024, horizon scanning for 2029, and also our futures thinking for 2049. Economic disruption and poverty or UBI. That was 10 to Len, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future. and succeed.